Hello and welcome back to Tea and Toast. I thought I'd take a little cheap pop and just fill in the gaps in what I've been doing this year. The January month is just a period in time that is still ever evolving, I guess, for 2015. And I feel like February is still going to be one of those developmental months. In a way, I'm slightly further behind than what I'd like to be, but essentially planning is the key. I've been resting on my laurels slightly more in planning. I'll probably be planning for a longer future with some of my projects, so it's not too bad. And I think through the planning process, coming back to social media elements and role models and inspirations and finding bites of blogs and podcasts and various bits of nuggets of information that are just golden and that are interesting are scattered everywhere. So when you find a piece, it's quite nice. I think my bug, my little quibble would be around the fact that I've got to do the kind of planning that I've got to do and do all these bits. So whilst I'm working, I'm also trying to give myself spare time, spare work time, where I can develop and research these bits and listen to podcasts. And I think it's kind of cool. It's fun to do that, to give yourself half an hour in the day, in the morning, to catch up on past events as well as newsworthy items. And if you do this more rigidly on a weekly basis, it's chances are, if you're doing it on a weekly or even monthly basis, then you could tie that into social media elements that do take up time, like blogging and podcasting and all these other bits. So yeah, it feels like I'm talking a lot of nonsense now. I'm sort of losing the purpose of the podcast, but these are all things that I feel like I'm revisiting and I'm going back so that I'm not missing a trick. I'm constantly re-evaluating the process of how people do things, and I think it's nice, especially at this time of year, to do that reflective stuff, because later on in the year we might not get chances like this, so it's kind of key and important in some ways to do this. And for me, not to overly rush it in some ways, but plan it concisely. So coming back to the social media bits, podcasting is something that's, I mean, I hear people say that it's a passion of theirs, and I just grumble and I think that it's not your podcasting. Of course you're going to say it's that. I think I'm ever more critical of what other people might think and feel, but essentially if somebody does say that, it's nice. I just don't understand their motives. Up until now, I think my quibble is that I can hear people say that they enjoy it, and I get it now. I get that podcasting is a world in which I've found humanistically, in a most natural manner, somewhere where I can come back to, and that's how I treat social media. If I can fit it into a lifestyle culture where I'm able to come back to it, then this is a good thing. It's natural. It's not work. It's not laborious. It's not tied in. It's not manufactured. It's not, I have to do this, it's on my to-do list. It's something that I naturally come back to because I wish to. And podcasting's a lot like that. I've spent a lot of time not planning or thinking. I literally just dive in and do it. And I think it's important to do that, but it's also important to take what people say and try and understand their background. So, I mean, right now I am one of those people that say I'm passionate about podcasting, but I feel strange in doing that. I don't know if I would openly admit that. I think I should, but I just feel that being able to podcast for me has now got to a point on where I'm able to reflect on bites of information or one specific news item, but in doing that I'm also creating content, and I think it's a different medium. It's more natural for me to talk, more so than it might be to write something, which is more constructive in its nature. And I do find it blogging is more rigid, as tweeting can be sometimes, but it depends on the nature of the tweet and how flippant you are in delivering it. I sort of roll the dice on that one, I guess. But when it comes to podcasts, I just do it, and it's quite nice. So my little gripe is, pardon me, my gripe is really that I would like to see more people do it. I would like people to say stuff that's interesting, reflect on stuff, talk about projects and news, be more localised, so not just the UK nationally, but within certain pockets of communities within cities, so really tight, small, suburban kind of urban areas with specific like community centres that only feed into that community postcode. There's nobody that really delivers podcasts on that level, which could be of value, but I guess the readership or the listenership could be discussed on that to see whether it's a need or not. But nevertheless, leaving a trail and a link and your breadcrumb of information is still vital, because you don't know who it's going to get to and what it might benefit you. So I would still argue to some degree it's vital to try and consider all and every type of medium, not necessarily 12 different blogs, but mediums, spoken, written, audio, visual, because there are people that are disabled also in the world. There are people that have different learning types, whether they're aware of it or not. Adults are more susceptible to whatever they're susceptible to, not always written. So there are these things to wonder about and think about, but in the way that I think people shouldn't. They should just do it and think about it as they play. So my gripe is really that I'm tired of listening to podcasts that appear that are really cool and amazing, but do they have to be my heroes and my peers? Do they have to be someone that I value as talking with knowledge? Because as harsh as it sounds, there's loads of people I speak to in America, but does it have to be those people? Does it have to be the Americans over there? Can we not get more British people? Time and time again, I'm just bombarded with people that are either in London or in America, and I'm constantly talking to people in America, and doing tweets and blogs and God knows what. It's great. It's just that when it comes to reflections and podcasts, I just feel that the UK communities within cities don't yet fully understand, and are still grappling with blogging and localised journalism within the digital culture. But that stage further of podcasts seems to be almost like a second feature when it doesn't need to be. It's quite raw, and podcasts can capture whatever you want. So I think it's really important for people to just get on it and do it, because there'd be so many more peers out there in the world. That's my gripe anyway. I'd really love it if people would comment on that particular piece. It'd be interesting to get local community centres and various very small local geographical places to say what they do and don't do, and if they disagree with what I say. Please comment on the audioboom.fm or .com/tandtoast, or otherwise tweet me at tandtoast. Please do listen on and see whatever past podcasts I have on this feed, and please do let me know your thoughts.